Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and how to live toxic free. And I do this every day, every weekday at 12 noon Eastern, but you can also listen to these shows in the archives. I do this every day because there's so many toxic chemicals out there, and there are also so many things that we can do to not be exposed to them. So that's what we talk about here on the show is toxic chemicals, how we can reduce our exposure, how we can heal our bodies, and how we can live in a way that is toxic free. Today is Monday, April 21st, 2014. And we're going to be talking about building houses today. And this is a very, very, very important subject because one of the most difficult things to find that are toxic free is just a place to live. A home, a building that is not made from very, very toxic building materials. And my guest today decided to, after becoming ill from toxic chemical exposures, decided that she was going to start building beautiful, healthy places to live. So my guest is Jan Flanzer. She's the co-founder and managing director of Healthy Home Buildings, Healthy Home Builders in Scarsdale, New York. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, tell us how you got to start building healthy homes.
Well, one of the things, as you mentioned in your introduction, is that I did get sick, and I had been exposed to toxic chemicals, beginning with toxic mold. And this happened over a period of time, more than a couple of years, and I went through a battery of tests at major New York City hospitals. No one knew what was going on. There's very little awareness about environmental illness even today. And the only doctors I found who really did recognize it and think that that might be a possibility after ruling out just about everything else were doctors who themselves had been exposed to some really toxic event or more than one. So that itself is a challenge just to get diagnosed. I really didn't know what was making me sick for a couple of years, and pretty much took me out of the game. I wasn't able to work. I wasn't able to do much of anything. I had really severe symptoms that moved from system to system in my body, and I was pretty desperate. So I knew that I had to do something to find out what was wrong with me to get better, or I wouldn't make it. One day, my daughter suggested that I check the air inside our house. And I did that, and sure enough, that was how I learned what was wrong. After that, it was a series of moves and other exposures. It was a series of consecutive exposures to different toxic elements that made me worse and worse and worse until at one point I ended up in an environmental health center. Which unfortunately didn't help at all, but I learned a lot.
Yes, yes.
After I started recovering, little by little, I got back to a safe place. And the way that that occurred was that I met a wonderful contractor who believed me. A lot of people don't believe others who say they have become sick from the environment, from the air that they breathe, which is exactly what it was that did me in. You don't really think of that if it's not something you can see or feel or smell even.
Yeah.
And that was not visible to the naked eye. So here was someone who believed my story because at the same time, he was coming in contact with people who had hired him to find out what was wrong or problems they had in their homes from water intrusion.
Oh.
And those things came together, and we both connected on a level in which we recognized that this was a problem, not just for me, but for many people.
Yes.
Water, one way or another, coming into a home. And this wasn't anything you could see. There weren't any lakes or puddles or roof lesions where water was just coming down visibly. Mm-hmm. In my particular case, it was a slow, steady drip from a horizontal pipe in the basement that I never even saw.
Mm-hmm.
But we started putting our minds together, realizing that other people needed to find a way to solve this problem. And the toxic exposures were dramatically changing people's lives, and nobody really understood that it was all about the indoor air. So we needed to deal with that in a way that people could recognize it and appreciate the changes. I, in particular, developed something called multiple chemical sensitivity, which is MCS, which still stays with me today. That is a sensitivity to all toxic chemicals, pretty much, or most of them.
Yes.
I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And those of us who have this have been called the canaries in the coal mine, because even though these chemicals are all around us in the society at large, most people don't recognize them. But we do. We have no choice. Our bodies react to them in
Like to comment on that, because having been somebody who has gone through the same thing in way long time ago and recovered greatly by eliminating toxic chemicals from my home, which is why I started doing all the work that I do, because it was the same thing. You have this happen to you, and then you go, well, everybody ought to know this. Nobody's recognizing this. Why are these products being used? How come they're still toxic chemicals? And you just want to get out and do something about it. But what I figured out for myself is that there are people who end up having a collection of symptoms of in different body systems, which makes it look like, what is this? It's not this or that. It's a bunch of things. But there are people who are having symptoms as a result of their exposure to toxic chemicals that just look like a headache or the flu or other things like that, things that you would take an over-the-counter drug for. But if people would stop being exposed to the toxic chemicals, they wouldn't have those symptoms and they wouldn't have to take those drugs. A really good example of that is that formaldehyde causes insomnia. And formaldehyde is on practically everybody's bed sheets, unless they buy bed sheets that specifically don't have formaldehyde on them. The standard bed sheet has formaldehyde, lots of formaldehyde on it. And people sleep in that or attempt to sleep in that, and they end up taking sleeping pills. But just because they don't recognize that they're having a toxic exposure doesn't mean that they aren't. I think that the bigger thing is that many, many, many millions of people are having symptoms from toxic exposure and not making the connection.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I agree with everything you said. One of the things that I learned is that, you know, we do have a toxic load that we accumulate over a lifetime.
Yes.
And for most people, there are individual incidents, just like the one you cited. And for me, it, you know, the exposure to mold at that time and pesticides just put me over the top. And
right.
My body wasn't able to detox anymore. Generally, when you have one incident that's isolated, you can detox it, but I wasn't able to anymore, and my body just crashed. But you're right, the symptoms taken by themselves appear to the medical community as insignificant, whether they're muscle problems or eye problems. They move from the central nervous system, maybe with tremors, to the musculoskeletal system, to the digestive system, and they move all around, just like you said, exactly the way you described.
Yes.
And nobody really puts it together. But you're right about the sheets, which is why I only use organic cotton sheets now. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
The mattresses as well are at fault because of the flame retardant.
Yes, and all the synthetic materials and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling at first to consider.
Yeah, it is, and it's all about everything we breathe.
It is.
And that's the common denominator.
Yeah, yeah. We need to take a break, but we'll be right back. And we're talking today with my guest, Jan Flanzer. She's a co-founder and manager and director of Healthy Home Builders in Scarsdale, New York, and her website is healthyhomebuilders.com. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of those toxic chemicals that are in almost every home in America and in the world, and then what we can do about it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Jan Planter. She's the co-founder and managing director of Healthy Home Builders in Scarsdale, New York. Her website is healthyhomebuilders.com. And Jan, tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that are in these products, these building products, and which building products that they're in.
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. We actually spent years researching and testing products before we selected the ones that we would use for construction. We wanted to make sure that they would be safe to breathe because, after all, you know, there are really four elements that determine your health. After genetics, which of course is the first one, there's the air, the water, and the food. And nowadays, everybody can buy organic food if they want to. And what we wanted to do was take care of the other two elements, which are the air and the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So feeling that to some extent people are managing to somehow detox municipal water supplies at some point, we took that to the next level and installed a whole house carbon water filtration system backed up by a point of use reverse osmosis system. That's
mm-hmm.
in individual locations. So the water we have is absolutely pure, and nobody really would ever need to buy bottled water again. And as you know, those plastic bottles are a source of toxic exposure as well because of the petroleum.
Right, they are. They are.
Yeah.
The plasticizers and things.
Exactly.
Yes, I actually think that everybody needs to buy a water filter for their home. I think it's more important than a refrigerator or a stove.
Yeah.
I know that sounds funny, but I really think that just as every home has a refrigerator and a stove and a washing machine and a dryer, mm-hmm. every home needs to have a water filter as standard equipment.
Absolutely right, especially with the municipal water supplies now. Some of them, they're not just bringing in all the toxic chemicals we've tried to avoid because they're being carried in the supplies, but, you know, even jet fuel is in some of the water supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think that's a good way of thinking about it, that it should be another appliance in a way.
It is. It should be another appliance. It should be, I agree with you, about having a whole house filter and a
yep.
point of use filter. Because what happens is that, you know, even I used to wonder, why did they put all this chlorine and chloramines and everything
mm-hmm.
in the water?
It's
because as the water can be absolutely perfectly clean when it leaves the water treatment plant, whatever it's
mm-hmm.
called, and it isn't, but let's just say that it is. By the time it goes through miles and miles of pipes, which has who knows what in them, all that stuff is going to get to your house if it doesn't have these disinfectants in it. And so that's there for our safety, to put in the chlorine and the chloramines. But once it gets to our house, we don't need those chlorine and chloramines in our bodies. And so you need to filter the water coming into the house so that when you take a shower, those chlorine and chloramines go right into your skin, into your body,
exactly.
immediately. And even if you have fluoride in the water, it goes right through your skin immediately. And
exactly.
any other toxic chemicals. I mean, if you don't have a water filter, a whole house water filter, when you get up and take a shower in the morning, you're just taking a bath in toxic chemicals. I mean,
you're absolutely right.
It's
and
absolutely
many people
true.
Don't realize that the skin absorbs water just
yeah.
as surely as if you were drinking it.
It even faster because
yeah.
when you drink water, it goes into your stomach and those pollutants get slowed down by
yeah.
fat and proteins and fiber and all those things. When you put something on your skin, it goes zap straight in,
exactly.
right into your blood. And
exactly.
so, and when you breathe, it goes straight in, right through all these little cells in your lungs. And so I would say that one of the easiest ways to get exposed to toxic chemicals is through water and through air. And
yeah.
and we think of it as, for so many years, it was like a poison was something that you ingested. But that's mm-hmm. the slowest way to get a poison in your body.
Yes.
You know, if you wanted to give somebody a poison and kill them, it would be better to have them breathe it or put it on their skin.
That's absolutely right. Yeah,
yeah,
I couldn't agree more, which is why we focused on this. We started out thinking that, you know, we would be the whole foods of residential construction. which is one way to look at it, because we're giving people choices. You know, most construction is full of toxic chemicals. All building materials contain so many of those. The list could go on and on and on, but what we decided to do was focus on what was not toxic, and we wanted to build differently and better. And so we decided to change the game, and changing the way we build is what Healthy Home Builders is all about. So we're not building the way anybody else is building, and we're not even aware of any other company who's doing what we do. A lot of people are building sustainably, and that they call that green. That's generally the reference to green. People think of green as being sustainable and conservation. And we've done that, too. We've got reclaimed oak floors that have no toxic stain or finish on them. We've done all of that. But what we're doing that's totally different is focusing on the health of the people who are living there. That's currently not being done by any other builder that we're aware of, except one or two people on the West Coast who pretty much are building houses that don't look traditional the way ours do. The houses they're talking about are usually extremely contemporary, sometimes even looking sort of like something the Jetsons might have lived in. But what we're doing is building a house that looks like something people really want to live in, that look like home, but at the same time afford the health benefits that we're offering with all these non-toxic materials. So for us, it starts with the building envelope, which is everything that gets exposed to the outside. Mm-hmm. That would include the roofing, the siding, the windows, the doors, the drainage, the insulation. All of these things are of primary importance to us because we want to make sure there is no opportunity for any water to enter the house at any time. So the insulation and all of these building envelope pieces that come together really determine how we're going to be able to protect the people inside.
Jen, I need to interrupt you for a second. We need to go to break, but I need to really emphasize what you said about not letting any water come into the house. And I want to talk about that more when we come back.
Okay.
This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Jan Flanzer of Healthy Home Builders. That's healthyhomebuilders.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Jan Flanzer. She's from Healthy Home Builders in Scarsdale, New York, and her website is healthyhomebuilders.com. Jan, before the break, I said that I wanted to talk about water getting into the house, and the reason I wanted to talk about that is because I actually had a problem with that in my home that I'm living in now. I didn't build the house to begin with, but I bought an older house that was built in 1940. And after living in it for a few years, both my husband and I started having symptoms that we hadn't had before. And I knew that it wasn't any toxic chemicals because there was no toxic chemicals in this particular house and none that I had put there. And we had remediated a few things to eliminate things from the house. So we knew that we were living in a non-toxic house. And what it turned out to be was that the bathroom hadn't been built correctly. And so there had been a water leak going on in a pipe in a wall. And this is one of the things about bathrooms is that they build the pipes in behind walls. You can never look at them. And they start dripping. Yeah. And you can't get to them without ripping the tile out. And you just don't know what's going on. And what we found when we finally, we had somebody come in and do a mold test, and they found that the mold was very high. And so we said, okay, rip out the bathroom. And we had to rip out our entire bathroom, all the walls, the ceiling, the floors, everything. We were down to the studs, and there was mold all over. There was just mold all over behind the walls, and it was getting into our indoor air, and it was making us sick. One thing that I want to say about pipes is that I went to a house – I think it was the Winchester Mystery House in California, in San Jose, California. And it was an old Victorian house, and they had built it in such a way that there was a little door on the other side of the pipes in the bathroom. So on the bathroom side, it was tile. And then the pipes were in the wall. And then on the other side of the wall, there was a little door. You could open it and you could see the pipes. And I thought that was the most clever thing that I'd ever seen. And when I was building a bathroom in California, we put that in our bathroom. We put the shower on the outside wall. And then we put a little door on the outside that we could just go and access our pipes without ripping out our bathroom.
But we had to rip out. Are you talking about an access panel or more than that?
Like an access panel.
Yeah.
And so when we were rebuilding the bathroom, because my husband builds, and so he built our whole bathroom with his own two hands. And the thing that he really, really emphasized was that he wanted to build our shower so that no water could possibly ever escape from the shower.
Exactly.
Are not built that way today. They are not built that way today. They haven't been built that way for a long time. This is something that can really cause a problem if it's not built
correctly.
Absolutely
right, and we do build them that way. I'm sorry you went through that, but you're absolutely right about everything you said. It is extremely important. That's why water is one of the biggest, if not the biggest problem in homes and in terms of causing problems with indoor air. Absolutely right.
And it's something that we don't often talk about. I was thinking about, you know, I have this big focus on toxic chemicals that we bring in or that are in building materials. But water just, it can come into your home in so many ways.
Very insidious. And you don't know it. Just like you said, you can't see behind the wall.
Yeah.
And you ended up opening up your walls. I ended up having to open up my walls one room at a time.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's behind there if it's not just a bathroom. And it's one wall, and then you think it might be another wall. You're right. You have to look behind there as well.
And so mold is just...
The whole idea is prevention, like you said, like your husband did.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, which is how we build a home at Healthy Home Builders now, then the inhabitants never have to worry about water coming in.
Right.
It's about the drainage system. It's about how a shower is built and put together. There are just so many things like that that we... took the time to research and study and make sure would be safe for the people living there. And there are many other elements that I would love to talk to you about, including something that we don't hear about much called garage ventilation. Because if people
about garage ventilation.
You
talk
do
about
know?
That. Talk about
okay,
that.
Great. So I don't know if your listeners know if they'd be interested in hearing about it or if they already have.
Oh, please go ahead. I'm
okay.
Sure they're interested.
So now we know that researchers have determined that an attached garage poses a threat with the exhaust fumes coming out of a car
when
it's parked in a garage, certainly for the rooms above it, unless it's properly ventilated. In fact, I understand there's a law that's pending in Canada now to require ventilation systems that automatically come on, fans that vent the fumes from the car exhaust, whether that's carbon monoxide or benzene or anything else that comes out of car exhaust, so that it doesn't go through drywall or porous cement walls from the garage inside the house and get into the air, because people aren't aware of that, and it's certainly dangerous. So what we've done is install that so that automatically anytime the garage door closes for the next 15 or 20 minutes, this fan is venting. All the toxic chemicals that come into the garage through the car exhaust. And that's really important, too, in terms of how you breathe and what you breathe.
It really is so important. And one of the things that a lot of people do is that they store a lot of their toxic chemicals in the garage, their pesticides and their paints and all those things.
Yes.
And all those fumes can just come right in the house. In the house I'm living in now has an attached garage, and you can walk right from the garage into the house.
Correct.
And there's just a door, and it has a little space down at the bottom. And, you know, most garage doors do that unless you put a piece of weather stripping down there. And I don't have anything toxic in my garage, and I don't park my car in my garage. But people think it's convenient to have that attached garage, but what it's really doing is polluting your house.
Exactly right. And the one way to mitigate that is what we said. That's an alternative. But there's so many things we're learning that we didn't know before. For example, all the other systems, all the other elements and products used in a house, from sealants to stains to paint to caulking, all of these things are toxic as they are right now, unless you do a lot of research. And hopefully, we're hoping someday to even come up with a product line of our own. That would be the non-toxic version of these products. So
yes,
there'd be healthy home builders, the sealant, healthy home builders, the caulking, healthy home builders, the stain, and you can buy zero VOC paints today. In
yes,
fact, that's what we've used throughout this project at 8 Kent Road at Healthy Home Builders.
Well, we need to take another break, and then I want to hear about your project, and you can tell us about some of the safe kinds of materials that you've used.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jan Flanzer from Healthy Home Builders, and their website is healthyhomebuilders.com. When we come back, you'll hear about her project and the materials that she used. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jan Flanzer of Healthy Home Builders. That's at healthyhomebuilders.com. And she's going to tell us now about the first house that they built. Hello?
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. You're there.
That's actually not the first house that we built, but it's the first house here in Scarsdale.
Oh, okay, good. Tell us about the first house in Scarsdale.
Yeah, we've actually used these systems before in terms of the air and the water and purifying them. And I didn't get to tell you about the air system, the air filtration system,
system,
which is so important. When you build a house tight, you have to ventilate it properly. And that's what we've done here. We have this really cool system called an ERV. I imagine you're familiar with that.
I am, most of the listeners won't be, so
okay.
Tell us about it in ERV.
So that basically is a fresh air exchange system, which is called an ERV, Energy Recovery Ventilation System, and that constantly brings fresh air in, purifies it, filters it, brings it to the temperature at which you've set the thermostat, and then carries the stale air out of the house. So it's really quite a remarkable system that you can regulate yourself at different locations in the house to determine how much fresh air you want in at any given time and how much air you want removed. And it guarantees that you're always going to have fresh air coming in and stale air exiting the house, which is what healthy indoor air is all about.
Yes. You know, I'll tell you that my preference has always been for clean outdoor air. I always try to live someplace where the air is as clean as I can have it. And where I'm living right now is, I don't even know how many miles, maybe 3 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. And so air is coming in off the Gulf all the time. And it's pretty good outdoor air. And I live with my windows open much of the year, as much as I can, although in the summertime I have to turn on the air conditioner and then it's all sealed up. But I would always say, well, I'd rather have clean air than have air that goes through a machine. But then I went and I visited a friend of mine in LA who has probably one of the most state-of-the-art air systems that there is. And the difference between the outdoor air quality and the quality of air inside her house is remarkable. Remarkable, remarkable, remarkable. And, I mean, it was just stunning. I mean, you would never
know. I'm so glad you noticed it.
That's
probably the carbon and HEPA filtration also.
Yeah. So I did notice that the filtration really made a difference. So if you're living someplace where there's a lot of outdoor air pollution, this is something you really need to have.
Oh, yeah, and also for things like dust and pollen and all kinds of things.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So I totally agree with that.
Okay, so tell us more.
That's the primary system. The things we're specializing in are indoor air and water quality, cleanliness and safety and filtration. And then we also use cost-saving energy systems like solar panels and geothermal heating and air conditioning and radiant floors in the bathrooms upstairs. And all of these systems dramatically reduce costs, so people would pay between 70 and 85% less than a traditional energy bill every month, which is really pretty huge.
It is huge.
So, and they're clean, which is really cool. There are no compressors outside the house like you see around most houses. There are machines mm-hmm. all around them, but we have none. So that's really a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
wow.
Exactly. And it's a clean way to live in so many ways. There's nothing off-gassing. You walk outside, sometimes, I know even in my house, and the exhaust from the air conditioning when it's on is blowing right in your face. So all the air that's being sucked out of your house is you're breathing anyway if you're outdoors nearby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with this system, it's not like that at all. And the solar panels provide all the hot water in the house. There are just so many cost-saving benefits, not counting the fact that it's so nice and clean. That's the best
yes.
of all.
Yes, yes. And you're not adding toxic pollutants to the outside
exactly
air,
right.
which you will turn around and breathe.
Exactly. That's right. So, you know, I think the other thing that's really important to note is that there really is a sea change going on. And we really are firm believers that this is just the beginning and that it's going strong. I don't know if you heard or read a couple of weeks ago that even Walmart is going organic now. They bought Wild Oats Company, which was a major competitor of theirs. And Wild Oats will be supplying the organic products on the shelves for them. That really means that mainstream America is starting to think about health and
yes.
going healthy. And Walmart, I think, is pretty much the definition of that, right? It's not just, you know,
it's,
the
Walmart
people that we
mainstream.
Thought were it, going organic yeah. now. It's everyone.
Yeah, it's not a fringe thing at all anymore.
Exactly.
Walmart is, I didn't know that they had bought Wild Oats, but they have been moving in a more sustainable organic direction for a number of years. And
right.
so it's starting to come out that they have, I did another show where we talked about this, that they have a whole program within their company to be moving in the direction of removing toxic chemicals from their products. And they're notifying their vendors that by a certain date, if they don't have toxic, if they still have toxic chemicals in the products, they have to be on the label or they won't put them on the shelf.
Yeah,
and
I read that too.
They have to be disclosed. Yeah. So I think that all of this is moving in the right direction. I think that you are way out in front in terms
yeah.
of what you're
yeah.
doing.
We know that. We are way beyond green, and we hope to do is raise awareness
yeah.
so that other builders will do the same thing we're doing as well.
Yes. Yes, because traditionally so far, the whole thing about green building hasn't been about toxics. But I'm starting to see some interest in that. But green building has been all about saving energy and conserving resources and all those things, which is great. But toxics need to be addressed.
Exactly. It's what I said before. They're focusing on sustainability to the exclusion of health. And
Let me say this because this is going to sound even more incredible.
Okay.
What they're doing is that they're trying to sustain life without addressing the very thing that is destroying it.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost as though it's been presented as the fact that it's about the planet, but we're talking about the people on the planet.
But all these toxic chemicals that are harming us are also harming every other living thing on Earth.
Of course.
And so
yeah.
if we want to have, tomorrow's Earth Day, if we want to have a planet to live on, if we want to have all the things that sustain our lives, we need to pay attention to what we're putting into the environment.
Exactly.
If we put
right.
toxic chemicals in the environment, we're going to be living in a toxic environment.
Yeah.
There's an old saying, I wish I could remember it. It's something about a frog living in a pond. And that if what you're doing is living in a place and what you do is just fill it up with garbage, then you're going to be living in a garbage place. If what we do is we create toxic chemicals and we put them in our environment, we're going to live in a toxic world. And we do. We're at that point where there is no place on Earth that doesn't have toxic chemicals in it. That you can go to Antarctica and the penguins are dying from toxic chemicals. I mean, just, it's everywhere. And what we need to be doing is we need to be making these choices one by one, like I'm doing and like Jan is doing, and saying we're not going to be toxic anymore. And I think that you've done a great job, Jan, of saying this can be done. We know how to do it. We've done the research. We're actually building houses. And everybody can build a house like this. That the information is there now. It's just a choice. And we need to keep building the toxic-free world by all the choices that we make. So, Jan, we've just got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to let you just say whatever you'd like to say as your final statement.
Well, I'd really just like to thank you for having me on, being able to talk about this really important change in how we're building so that people can live healthier lives and
yes.
And not have to deal with illness that's environmentally related.
Yes.
And it's really good to know that you're out there talking about these things. As I mentioned to you, I think in my email, you were one of the first people who inspired me and guided me when I got sick in terms of telling us what we needed to do and what were the safe routes. So I'm very grateful to you, and I know many others are as well, and I hope you keep doing the important work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I intend to do that, and I am enjoying very much doing this radio show and talking to people like you who are, in addition to me, out there doing things to make the world less toxic. And it impresses me every day what people are doing that they've come to from their own decisions and their own hearts and their own conscience of knowing what's right. What do you say on your homepage? I think you say we're doing something different, not because we can, but because we should.
Exactly right.
Yes.
That's what we say, because we should.
Yes. Yes.
And we hope everyone else will.
Well, I'm sure they will. You're giving us a great example.
Yep.
Again, her website is healthyhomebuilders.com.
Healthyhomebuilders.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio.